I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
Come thou fount of every blessing,
to my heart when to sing thy grace.
Streams of mercy never ceasing,
call for songs of loudest praise.
Teach me ever to adore thee.
May I still thy goodness prove.
I still thy goodness
prove. Hope of endless glory
fills my heart with joy and love. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise.
Teach me ever to adore thee,
may I still thy goodness prove. While the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love.
With joy and love, with joy and love. Fills my heart with joy and love.
Here I raise
my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I've come. And I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home.
Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God.
He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood.
His precious blood, his precious blood.
Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I constrains thee.
Lest thy goodness like a fetter bind me close,
like a fetter
call to wonder what I feel it, prone to leave the God I love.
Here's my heart,
oh, seal it for thy God's courts above.
Come thou fount of every blessing,
tune my heart
to sing thy grace.
Streams of mercy never ceasing,
call for songs of loudest praise.
Thank you, Voice of Praise, for reminding us of the source of all our blessings. And thank you, my friend, for joining me for this edition of the Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching program. This program is produced and sponsored by Heralds of Hope, an international media and literature ministry. Through the prayers and financial support of you, our listeners, we broadcast our Bible teaching programs in English and 15 other languages to millions of listeners around the world each and every week. Your partnership is touching lives with hope in Jesus Christ. A few weeks ago, some of us observed the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, and I hope you were able to participate in that event. Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 3 commands us to remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. If you're a Christ follower, you're part of the global church, the body of Christ. And those who suffer for Jesus' sake are our brothers and sisters. We mustn't forget them. Let's be encouraged now as the men sing.
This is how we know true love. Jesus gave his life for others. This is how we show true love. We should give our life for our brothers.
He gave his life for you.
He gave his life for me.
He gave his life for you.
He gave his life for me.
Love is demonstrated, feigned and underrated. Love is demonstrated again.
Love from everlasting, love all else surpassing, love to everlasting again.
God so loved, gave his son.
Jesus loved, gave his life.
This is how we know true love. Jesus gave his life for others. This is how we show true love. We should give our life for our brothers.
He gave his
life for you.
He gave his life for me.
He gave his life for you.
He gave his life for me.
Love with great compassion, when love was not in fashion, love showed great compassion again.
Love in all creation, love for every nation, love for every man, woman, child.
God so loved, gave his son.
Jesus loved, gave his life.
This is how we know true love. Jesus gave his life for others. This is how we show true love. We should give our life for our brothers.
He gave his life for you.
He gave his life for me.
He gave his life for you.
He gave his life for me.
This is how we know true love.
Thank you, Shalom Quartet. These young men sang at one of our recent events, and they do a masterful job. If you were listening to The Voice of Hope last week, we began airing an interview with a pastor from India. One of the things he spoke passionately about was the growing persecution of Christians in his country. In the last few years, India has jumped from 28th on the World Watch persecution list all the way up to number 10. Attacks against those who follow Christ have jumped more than 200% in that time period. You know, as Christ followers, suffering shouldn't surprise us. Listen to the words of the Apostle Peter in his first epistle, chapter 1. And verses 3 through 9. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. On our previous program, our pastor friend from India spoke about how the persecution of Christians is becoming more systematic in India. Today, we'll continue the interview, but then we'll turn to the more positive aspect of how Christ followers are responding to the intensity of the persecution. So, without further delay, here's the second part of our interview. Well, I know that you're involved in a number of different things with the ministry there. What are some of your greatest ministry needs right now, and how can people help to meet those needs?
I would strongly say that one of the biggest ways and the strongest ways anyone can help the church in India today is by praying.
Let me interrupt you there. How can those of us who live here in the West pray more effectively for our Indian brothers and sisters?
You can only pray for the nation of India if you know what is happening there. So I would urge each one of you to keep abreast of what's happening in the church in India. Maybe by the prayer letters that we send, the prayer letters sent by Heralds of Hope, and we send out certain prayer letters once in a while. And I want each of you to know what is happening there. And when you know that, you will be able to intelligently take the prayer points, the prayer items, to the Lord's throne of grace. And I also want to ask you to pray unitedly. I know many of you are praying regularly, personally. I remember many of you tell me when I met you, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for your ministry. I tell you, that brought such a great encouragement to me and to my wife, who is not here with me right now, but we always enjoyed and appreciated the notes that we received from people that they are praying for us. And not only praying, I would also ask you to come forward to help financially in whatever ways you would like to. Maybe Heralds of Hope would be able to give you more information. If you feel like supporting the ministry financially, please contact Heralds of Hope and they would love to give you more information on our behalf.
Yes, we would be happy to do that, Pastor. And you can contact us and we'll give you the contact information at the end of this broadcast so that you can reach us. We would encourage you to pray as well, to join us as a ministry along with our pastor friend here and the ministry in India. Now, I know, Pastor, that you're excited about the newest aspect of our partnership together. So tell the listeners about that new venture and what you believe it will mean for people in your region.
We are really excited about the new venture of broadcasting the gospel in the Telugu language. God willing, sometime next year, according to the schedule that would be prepared by the Transfer Radio and Heralds of Hope together, we will be able to air out the gospel message to the people of India. I'm glad to know that the AM transmitter gives the gospel to all over India and even the borders of some countries outside of India along the border. We are so thankful that the Lord has made it possible by the prayers and the giving of the believers here in the West so that the gospel can reach out to the Telugu speakers, almost 84 million speakers in India. We are so thankful for this opportunity.
That's really amazing to think about, that amount of people being able to hear the gospel in their heart language. And like you said, it's exciting to see how God has touched people's hearts. And when God touches their hearts, they open their wallets. So the funding is coming in for this new broadcast, and we're grateful for that. What impact do you think this will have on the ministry that you currently lead?
The primary impact that I foresee by faith is that the gospel will reach all these millions who are hungry for the word of God. And I'm thankful that the gospel message will go out to these people who are just waiting in their own heart language. The gospel will be given to them. And we also will be teaching them how to apply the word of God to their personal lives. Somehow, in the Indian church, gospel came to mean only to get saved. But I believe the gospel of the Bible helps a person all the way until we meet the Lord Jesus in the air. So we will be teaching all these important topics, like how to relate to one another, and how to manage your time, and how to keep away from the worldly evil, and how to raise your family, how to raise your children, how to go about managing your finances, how much do I relate with the people around me, to what extent. So I will be teaching all these very practical issues based on the Word of God, and we are looking forward to great things that the Lord would transform the church and also bring in many people who are not yet saved into the fold of our Lord Jesus Christ.
This is the Telugu language and spoken by millions of people. And one of the things that's critical about this is that a considerable number of these people are illiterate. The only way they're going to get the gospel is if they hear it.
Very true.
Well, it's been a joy to have you here these last number of weeks and to travel together and to meet people and just share with them your heart for your people in India. And obviously, you've connected with them by the response that you've gotten. But as you return to India, what will be one of the most memorable things from your visit here?
One of the most memorable things that I'm taking back with me is the love and affection that I have received from the believers here. That has touched the core of my heart. Every home where I went in, I was welcomed with love, affection, and hospitality. And also the wonderful response to the request that we needed funds to broadcast the gospel in the Telugu language. It has really been very encouraging. At the same time, I also want to ask all of you to pray that we would be able to broadcast this gospel in Telugu language until Jesus comes back, because there are still unreached millions in India who speak the Telugu language that have not heard the gospel, that have not given their hearts to Jesus. And our desire is that new people who have not given their hearts to Jesus will come to the Lord. And the people who are already saved but do not have the equipping from the Word of God, we pray that they would be equipped by the gospel message and the teaching of the Word of God.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you here in the studio, Pastor. And before we bring this interview to a close, I want to pray for you. And I want to pray for all of our brothers and sisters in India. So let's pray.
Sure.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful again for the global body of Christ. Lord, your people scattered everywhere around the world, in almost every place.
Yes, Lord.
And your word reminds us that in that future time when all the peoples who love you are gathered around your throne, worshiping you, that there will be some there from every tribe and every ethnic group and every people and language. And Father, we have a desire in our hearts to see more of the Telugu-speaking people among that throng that gather around your throne
yes,
in that
Lord.
Future time. Father, you know that the fires of persecution are growing hotter in India. You know that Satan is trying to stamp out the church and the gospel witness. We're thankful, Father, that we have your promise that he will fail ultimately.
Yes, Lord.
That the gates of hell will not prevail against your church.
Amen.
But that people will continue to be brought into the kingdom. They will recognize that there is a cost involved, there is a price to pay, but because of the peace and joy that Jesus alone can give, they are willing to embrace the persecution in order to access that peace and joy. And so we pray for our brother and for his wife and for their team as they minister together in the Bible Training Institute for pastors and leaders, as they minister in the villages, church planting, and the sewing centers, and in their ministry to children on the street. Father, we just pray that you would surround them with your hedge of protection.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that you would embolden them and empower them. And we ask for special wisdom for our brother here as he takes up the responsibility of translating the Bible teaching scripts from English into Telugu and preparing those broadcasts for the air. So, Father, we thank you that you have worked out this great opportunity, and people have risen to the challenge and have committed themselves to help to make it possible financially. And so we thank you for that. And as our brother looks forward to returning to his country and to his family, we ask, Father, that you would protect him in his travels, give him safety. And Father, we just pray that if it's not against your will, that you would give us the privilege of meeting again face to face here on this earth. And if not, Father, we know with confidence that we will meet together around your throne in glory. And so we thank you for the unity that we have in Christ and pray that you might continue to build your church around the world. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother, for giving me this opportunity to be able to speak. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
God bless you too.
We will stand when the battle rages, trusting in the Lord, resisting powers of darkness with shield and sword. We will lift our eyes to Jesus when courage seems small, and we will find the strength to stand through it all.
The trial of our faith brings its reward, endurance for the battle in the name of the Lord. And the truth that keeps this hope alive is the promise that he gives.
When we face the greatest struggle, we will stand. We will stand when the battle rages, trusting in the Lord, resisting powers of darkness with shield and sword. We will lift our eyes to Jesus when courage seems small, and we will find the strength to stand through it all. We will lift our eyes to Jesus when courage seems small, and we will find the strength to stand through it all.
My friend, what you just heard was the concluding part of an interview with a pastor from India. You can request an audio copy of this interview by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to this interview whenever it's convenient for you. And we also invite you to visit our Facebook page, where you can see a daily prayer request, you can learn about upcoming events, or you can read an encouraging testimony from someone whose life has been touched through the ministries of Heralds of Hope. If you'd like to know how you can stay better informed about the persecution of Christians around the world, we'd be happy to point you to some good resources. Now, once again, our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Our mailing address is The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Just ask for the India interview or for more information about the persecuted church. Now, if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can mail your gift or donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. And until then,
all of my days, all of my life, that I may see you, Lord. See you.